Good morning. I'm Kevin Boucher at WSIU Radio News. Hurricanes Harvey and Irma have displaced thousands from their homes, but as WSIU's Brad Palmer reports, an organization called ShelterBox USA is offering emergency shelter when needed.
Assessment teams go into impacted areas to provide heavy-duty tents that can house families for several months. ShelterBox Southern Illinois Ambassador Phil Gillespie says they delivered 500 tents to Texas following Hurricane Harvey. But he says they tried something new there, since many of the storm victims already had shelter in community buildings, but they needed privacy. So Gillespie says they brought in lighter weight tents called a shelter within a shelter.
They can use them for medical areas. They can use them for people, say, for who have incontinence. They can use them for mothers who are breastfeeding. They can use them for, say, if they have an older family that needs more privacy than they have out in the room, they can set these tents.
Gillespie says assessment teams are in Florida and the Caribbean islands to offer shelter for victims of Hurricane Irma, as well as for the victims of the massive earthquake in Mexico. For more information or to donate to the privately funded organization, visit shelterboxusa.org. I'm Brad Palmer.
Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan's office has issued a new handbook for law enforcement following a new state law which limits cooperation between local authorities and federal immigration agents. Madigan spokeswoman Eileen Boyce says it's a response to inquiries from local authorities about the law and President Donald Trump's immigration-related executive orders. Among other things, the guidance explicitly says Illinois authorities can't honor immigration detainees because of the law signed last month. Detainers are requests from immigration authorities to hold suspected deportable immigrants until they can be picked up. This guidance comes as a McHenry County Sheriff's Office is facing a lawsuit over claims that it's sidestepping the law and honoring detainers. Sheriff Bill Prim has said that he's taking his time to interpret the law. Boyce says the guidebook was not prompted by McHenry County. And the underfunded Illinois pension system has been widely publicized. Now comes word from neighboring Missouri that its state employee retirement plan is underfunded by more than $5 billion. Missouri Treasurer Eric Schmidt warned a panel of lawmakers Wednesday that action is needed to prevent a hit on the state's credit rating and finances. He told lawmakers the pension plan is 60% funded. He said 80% funding is considered healthy. The treasurer says Missouri has billions of dollars in unfunded liabilities because past administrations had unrealistically high expectations of investment earnings.